Recording.
Let's go. Another episode of Nick and Diary. What is this, episode 6, 7?
7, I believe.
7, lucky 7. Lucky for us, we're not lucky. Records suck.
Facts. What you, 5, 6, and 1?
6, 6, and 1? I think five, it's contagious, bro. I think it's really like, I'll be around you, and it's like, oh, boy, YouTube Association, so you suck. So it's just rubbing off on me when I play, bro, because ain't no way I'm losing these games like this.
If you're nice, my game is not going to rub off on you. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
I think you the problem. I don't
think that's how that works.
I think you the problem.
Ah, there you go, lacking accountability. One of your strong suits. Wouldn't put it past you, Charles. But today, we have no topic. We are just going to talk.
You're just finna talk.
So hopefully we can bring some value when you guys are in the gym, road trip, whatever. Just need something to listen to. We got you. So we were just talking off pod about we hope next Madden's going to be a little different as far as DBs, but we came to a realization that they might initially drop it that way. And once those couple patches come out, game's totally different. So. But how are you feeling? Like, were D-line users a problem last cycle?
Yes.
I really can't remember. They were. Okay.
I don't think they were, like, as nasty as it was as it is this cycle. But I used the defensive end last cycle. And I had Rashawn Gary and...
Oh, yeah, you were the Packers.
Yeah, I had Rashawn Gary, and I can't remember who else it was, but I would just switch between those two guys and be in the backfield all game.
Okay, so it was more like edge guys were like the issue.
Yeah, and that was D-tackle.
Like more so the inside guys. Okay, for sure. I mean, with this new class coming in, a lot of young bucks, you got the Philadelphia Bulldogs or the Georgia Eagles, whatever you want to call them. I think they're going to be a super overpowered Madden team, which, as an Eagles fan, I'm happy to see. But whoever picks the next cycle is definitely going to be set up in good shape, I think.
Yeah. Of course, Colts. Anthony Richardson. It's going to be fun to use. I think
you think he's going to be like a Madden god, but then he doesn't really pan out to do anything in the actual NFL?
I'm not going to speak on how he might perform in the NFL. Guys surprise you all the time, so you never know, really.
He could be a bust. You never know.
He could, but people are expecting him to be a bust. They're expecting him to be a bust.
He's on the Colts, bro. He's on the fucking Colts. Excuse my language. On the Colts.
But guys are expecting him not to be good. So, like, it's really only upside from there.
Because the bar sets so low.
Yep.
Yeah, we shall see.
I think if contained in the QB run isn't as good as it is this year, like, last year the QB run was a problem. You know,
it was fast break. Like, if you, I don't think it was a problem if you had abilities on. I didn't really see it as a problem.
We didn't have it as an issue in the league, but whatever that ability they made an X factor.
It's not fast break, escape parties. Yeah, it was an issue with escape parties, but
I think he's gonna be a nice quarterback to play with.
Okay, definitely. How are you feeling about the usering?
You mean like DB-wise? DB linebacker?
Yeah, like being able to use your
routes
and stuff.
I think it's nice. Being able to use your pick. You still play your zone. Guys still throw at you sometimes. So it's not like, oh, I got to sit in my zone. I can't run with this guy.
Isn't it that you have to strafe until the ball is thrown, or you have to strafe until the receiver runs past you?
You have to strafe.
Then you can kind of.
I've just been playing it. You have to strafe until the ball is thrown. That's what I believe it is.
Okay. I don't know. I see users a little different. I've seen people run in circles and then pick the ball off. So
I've seen that too, but it's like.
I really can't call it.
Only, control what you do, and if what they're doing is seen, then you know Nick or Brock can handle that. But yeah, I prefer linebacker user or.
They don't animate. I feel like it's a waste. Like if you use or a backer, it's really just to take away that initial read. But even then, once they like, I was watching the Saints and Seahawks scream, and he would user the linebacker to take it away. But it's not. There's no animation, so he just threw the ball. Once he passed the linebacker, he'll throw the ball, and it's a completion in the middle of the field. So
yeah,
I think you have to strategically like know when. So, I don't know. I mean, user and corners are pretty fun if you know he's going to throw a streak or, you know, if you're going to take away the flat. But, I mean, other than that.
I'm a flat guy. I'm using the flats the whole game.
It's been a minute. I don't know. I've been watching your screens. I haven't really seen you do it. You'll also be getting killed by 50, but that's neither here or there.
You haven't been seeing me using the flats?
No. I haven't seen it.
You ain't been watching my streams, then. I use the flats the whole game, bro.
You don't. You really don't.
I really do.
Okay.
I ain't been grabbing user picks how I used to. This guy's kind of expected now. Might have to mix it up a little bit, but yeah.
Okay, cat's out of the bag.
Cat's out of the bag. I think my last user pick was 3 weeks left
in the season?
Yep.
In the cycle? Season? Whatever you want to call it?
Nah, 4.
4? Okay.
15, 16, 17, 18.
Okay. And have you won a game since the last time we potted and I told you you wouldn't win another game?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you won? Okay, for sure. For sure.
I have. I won as many as
you
I
sure? expected.
Yeah, I beat Guac. I believe it was the Guac game after.
Are you sure? I think you had 5 wins. Do you still have 5 wins?
Yeah, 5-7-1.
Okay, so you haven't won since. All right, that's all right. Cool.
How many have you won?
I've won one. It was a force.
So see, I'm gonna take that. Nah.
I won.
You hey, tried to sneak that in there.
You said what?
You tried to sneak that in there. You ain't
slick. I didn't try to sneak nothing. The record's the record, bro. Yeah, it was a force. I'm honest. I didn't know what I'm saying. I mean, I have 3. I took a tough loss to Van. Shout out to Van. It was a good game. Yeah, missed the PAT. And that was pretty much the game. So, story of my life in Madden right now.
Tough.
Get competitive and then fold. So, got to figure that out. I don't know about facts, buddy. We're not in the same boat.
Smitty. Adam on the road.
Speak for yourself.
Adam on the ropes. What is it?
Was he on the ropes?
Aaron Harris. Boom. Catches it. Breaks
was
the tackle.
So he was on the top rope. You didn't have him on the ropes. He was on the top rope.
Touchdown, gotcha. Right? I come back and I score. I need a turnover and a touchdown to win the game. It's the last drive of the game. I force a fumble. 4 or 5 of my guys are right there trying to pick up the ball. And the dude who we forced the fumble on gets up, runs back over, picks up the ball.
And picks it up. I hate when that happens because that really does happen more often than it should. You see a fumble and you try. Because I had a punt situation where I punted, ball was inside the 5, and I'm going to down the ball and it hits his player. And then so the ball is live and he ends up recovering it. And I'm just like, how? But hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, you know, can't get mad over things you can't control. Had to learn that.
I'm controlling these players. It's just Madden don't want to see me be great.
But playoffs.
Playoffs.
I'm not in them.
I'm in them, and I'm gonna see Nick, and I'm gonna get this upset, and we're gonna continue to push on.
Yes, sir. That's what I like to hear.
As if everything plays out like it needs to. If not, then
biggest surprises of the playoffs. What you thinking?
Let me get out of practice mode and pull up playoffs. Like who's in them?
You need to let.
Of course, I'm always in practice mode. So let me see here. Got to figure out these the best run plays so I can keep running on people. All right. Biggest surprises. Bears at number three. Shout out to them. Shout out to him doing his thing. Yeah. Right now, slotted to play Jiggy. So, could be a quick first round exit there. Giants took the division from me a few weeks ago. So, he's slotted at four to play Irek. Money's on Irek. Just because of him being there. I think he was there. What, he's made the playoff two seasons now. He was there the last playoffs in the season before that.
Yeah, Irek's one of my sleeper Super Bowl picks, I believe. It was Irek and Guac.
I don't see him going Super Bowl, but I definitely see him making it out of the first round.
I got Irek.
Because then, Irek, if anything, he plays Jiggy, and then that's the short story.
Irek to the bowl. Jiggy's not that guy.
Ish. I don't know. Even with him at six, I'm not going to count. And then let's come over to the AFC. Has Bracken made the playoffs like multiple times? I'm not too familiar. I don't be paying attention to that side, to be honest.
Not gonna lie, I don't remember Bracken ever making the playoffs. I'm sure he has, but I don't ever remember seeing him in a playoff game.
Okay. Well, he's at fifth right now, gonna play Brap. So, you know. I think I give him that game. If everything plays shakes out this way and all the standings stay the same, I think him airing it out, he has what, Tyson Church? That's his guy right now?
Yep.
I think he can get the job done, and he'll see Tosh or J-Mo in the next round. And then you have Pride and Jack, which is a crazy first round, like a wild card.
Yeah.
I definitely want to tune in and watch that. That's going to be crazy.
Jack being the seventh seed is insane.
It's pretty – I'm not really surprised. Not, I don't say surprised, but it's like, you know what they're going to do. So just him and Jiggy both being 6 and 7, like super low. I'm not counting them out at all.
At all.
And then Jared Stidham at number one. He had those game suspensions because he ran it up on Boone.
69 points, I think.
So, yeah, that's very interesting there. Don't think it's gonna. It shouldn't affect the playoffs, should it? I don't know how many are. I don't pay attention to that.
It's less.
Shouldn't special. Affect them. He should get his.
Yeah, they'll be back.
Okay, so he'll have his guys back.
Yep. So he's gonna be good.
Yeah, he'll be good to go.
I haven't played Jack yet, but I've played Pride, and Pride was. He played like. I think the cleanest. He played the cleanest game I've seen all season, and I just had no answers.
Giving you the blues on your center, huh?
Yeah, I had no answers.
Pride put out an ebook. Help us out.
I asked Pride for his playbook. He wouldn't give it to me.
You wouldn't know how to use it. You've been trying to find an offense since I've. Since I've joined the XFL, you've been trying to find the offense.
Yeah, that's
been
your excuse. I'm not an offensive guy, bro. Straight defense.
I mean, not with that attitude. Figure it out, bro.
Hey, defense, bro.
I'm just saying.
I'm trying, though.
You got to adapt. You got to figure it out.
Yeah, I found some offensive
success. I definitely need to run the ball more. You said what?
I found offensive success last game.
That's because you started using my scheme.
Yeah, I use it better than you, which is why I beat you earlier.
When did you beat me?
In the beginning of the season.
In the game. Man, you did not deserve to win that game. Honestly, you beat me because I wasn't running the ball. I was passing this way too much.
Whose fault is that?
That's mine.
What's your issue right now? You're not running the ball enough, right?
I'm not. That's why I got to start running the ball more.
Maybe you should have noticed that a little bit earlier in the season.
I'm looking at these playoff rankings, and I do not see the Browns. That's crazy. That's crazy. Crazy,
yeah, you know.
Were you saying something?
My conference is a little tougher than yours. You wouldn't even be in playoff runs right now.
Yeah.
6-6-1.
I don't know.
I'm one game behind you, and I'm not even close to making the playoffs in my conference. Come on now. We different over here.
Like I said, don't see you anywhere to be found.
We're different over here.
So. Very different. You're watching the TV. You're watching us. You're watching these screens.
Super Bowl is beating Nick Larson, bro. Relax.
you can't even get in the club. Okay, so let's go ahead and pipe it down there, buddy.
Who do you think has the?
So you got Cowboys slotted to take the Super Bowl, right? That's what we're doing.
No, I got Eric. Eric's Super Bowl winner, bro.
Okay.
And if Jiggy pulls up, Eric's smoking him, bro. Calling it. 42-12 smoking him.
What? Yes,
sir, I'm calling it.
You're back on that pipe again. All right.
Precise score. Right, 42-12, and I'm winning out the rest of the season, and we'll make the playoffs.
You're not winning out the rest of the season. Jack. Like I said, you're not winning a game for the rest of the season, and here you are at 5-7-1. So I think I'm holding more weight over here.
I'm beating Jack. I'm beating Elio. I'm beating Busy. And I'm beating
Kyle. Elio's bombing you.
Elio?
The NFC East has East has some terrorists because all you want to do is bomb.
Man, what?
That's all you want to do.
Man,
they're throwing that joint up.
Nah. Giants ran the ball. It was like we was taking turns.
I thought you said Aaron Harris caught like 300 on you.
He caught like 180.
So we're going to round that up. Okay, I got you.
Nah, I'm playing Elio. How Van played me.
You said what?
Elio, how Van played me that one game.
Just backing everybody off? Van definitely was backing people off against me.
I hated it. He backed off every play. I hated it.
I mean, I don't know. I back people up, they still get toasted. Still so get it's really, I don't know what the sauce
the
is.
Correct speed.
You got it.
You need 98 plus for a guy to run past. I don't got that. I only got 96.
You just gotta run prevent, honestly.
Facts. I'm about to make a playbook with just prevent quarters and dollar and dime.
That's all you can do, man. I mean, Aaron Harris has 55 receptions for 1,600 yards, 15 touchdowns, and then Brad Fowler is third in passing, so.
Yes, can't do nothing about it. But, you gonna make the playoffs or you gonna fall off? You gotta win some games.
Me? Am I gonna make the playoffs?
You gotta win some games.
I'm gonna make the playoffs. I got my divisional matchup next week against Elio, but it's at the crib, so last home game, gotta show out for the fans, you know.
Okay.
And then Boone, which is I've been circling that on my calendar. It's a must win because you were talking.
You lose to Boone, they need to boot you out the league.
Hey, that's not even.
And Boone's.
I don't know, man. I beat Boone. And then Boone beat me the last time we played. Yeah,
right?
Peyton Bates. Like, I never said he was bad.
If you let
you the one that said I was going to playoffs.
You gotta quit.
No, I don't say all that now. Boone's not knocking me out the playoffs. That's not.
You're getting smoked by Air V and Quacks.
That's all I'm saying. You said what?
Smoked by Air V and Quacks.
Nah, I think I'll take the game. I'm gonna take the game against Elio. I'm gonna beat Boone. It's gonna be a backyard brawl because it's a whole lot of talking behind the scenes going. So he's gonna come ready to play. Whole lot of DMing, I'm sure.
He said that for Jared. Then got 70 put on his dome.
True enough. But I'm not throwing the ball like that.
Run it up on him.
To score 70 points.
Run it up on him.
I'm running for 300. I'm going for the most rushing single game rushing record.
Big goal line all game.
No, I'm not doing that. That sounds like something you
would
do.
Like the whole
but we're coming down, run heavy. We're running all over them. So we're gonna do. And then we're going to take that momentum and we're going to see what's up next cycle when Madden 24 comes out and we're all in the division together. And I'm going to part two and continue running. Though. I'm going to bring out the pistol package for Larson.
I'm talking about defensive-wise.
Oh, that's nothing. We're just going to stop him from throwing it to the track team. That's all.
How do you play?
He's
going to
throw a couple
that?
Gadget plays, a couple quarterback wraps. And then he's going to throw it up to Luke Owens. I mean, we got 6 foot corners for those guys, you know?
Respect.
So, you know, he's got to get it there.
Can your 6 foot corners run fast? Because he got $3.99.
Yeah. It's the stride, man. It's the stride. They're gonna run with him. They might get a couple steps out, but the ball not gonna get there. We're gonna have some people in the backfield, and we're gonna get the dub, man. I'm telling you, we're gonna get the dub. I think, what, did we not play the earlier this season? I think he was my week one or week two. Week two, probably.
Oof. A lot of passing touchdowns.
It's hard to beat a man twins. Let me see, regular season. No, I haven't played him yet. That was probably last
99 season. Speed. Trent McGowan. 99 speed.
Hey, it is what it is, man. 99 speed don't mean Orlando nothing. You can't Noble. Get the ball to him. So
99 speed.
That man has 3 losses, so he can't be beat.
That's his top 3 receivers.
What that got to do with me?
Jeff Bailey, 99 speed.
How tall are all these gentlemen you just named? Are they over? Are they under 6 foot?
5'9", 5'9", 5'10", 5'9".
Child abuse. Child abuse. That's what that's called.
Oh, really?
All I'm saying is my DBs are taller, so they better animate and get that SWAT, and that's all that's going to happen.
Respect. So what you plan to do?
So we know you're
not going to run to one side of his defense?
I got to stay away from Amari Barnell. Every time we play, Amari Barnell goes crazy. I'm not going to lie to you.
Amari Barnell.
That man's too fast.
95 speed.
Bros. That man is a menace.
My entire receiving core. I need to put him at receiver.
Yeah, the Browns are just they're trash. We're not going to talk about them. But back to some more contender-type teams.
That's why Boone finna beat you.
You hope Boone beat me, but he's not going to beat me. And it's at his house. It's away.
So what you're saying is Boone is trash.
You said Boone is trash. I said I'm playing Boone at his crib. And I'm going to get the dub.
You said you finna smoke him. Bird 50? 50? You put 50 on him?
What? No, sir. I mean, he still should have some suspensions going week 16, right?
Yeah, you finna put 50 on him, is what you said.
I'm not putting 50 on him. That's not what I do. Not what I do.
That's more your style. 45 on his head. I respect it.
Are you instigating, bro, from outside the club? I'm not instigating
nothing. I'm just, you know.
You can't live through me because you can't put 50 on him. You're not passing the message.
Boone couldn't put 50 on me. I don't think I've ever lost to Boone.
I'm telling you, I'll put my top dollar on Boone.
I don't think I've ever lost to Boone.
Give Boone Peyton Bates and he's going crazy on you. Just like Ben dropped 50 on you, I think.
I played Boone with Peyton Bates. I don't think I've ever lost to Boone since I've joined the XFL.
Oh, that's crazy. You're talking spicy right now.
I'm not talking spicy. That's a fact.
Oh, it's big facts.
Boone's finna put 50 on you.
Yeah. On me? It's not going to happen.
Because he's trash, right?
It's not going to happen.
He's trash, right?
Huh? So, okay, what?
Hey, look!
You're not gonna keep bashing this man on this podcast because he tuned in. We appreciate him tuning in. You're not gonna keep bashing.
I'm just
bashing
passing
this.
The message.
You're not, bro.
Letting them know what you say behind the scenes, bro.
Why don't you come play with the big dogs next cycle? Leave Jiggy alone. Stop being his shadow and come play with Larson.
I'm trying to play the big dog.
Join the division, bro. You're not. You're trying to play with the poodles.
Jiggy's the poodles?
Whoever else in the division with you guys.
45 up on him.
Irek's not putting 45 on him. Irek's
Super Bowl.
Well, stop. He's not going to Super Bowl.
12th man. I'm the 12th man. So if Irek win a Super Bowl, I get a ring.
How much for your jockstrap washing services?
It'll be.
Because you're going to town for this man.
I just scrolled over to the top performers, and Tyson Church has 41 touchdowns.
Tyson Church is on the Chargers, isn't he? I mean, yeah.
That's crazy.
You know what he's here to do. He's here to throw the ball to Baldwin. And that's what he's here to do. He just scored. He just dropped 43. He's 10-3. He just dropped 43 on the new Cardinals user.
41-14. And, you know, Chiefs user going crazy too. 36-7. Okay. Nice ratios right there. And then you got Van, 33-20. We need the 10 with Zach Wilson.
We got. Should I give my man Deshaun Watson a spin?
Hey, if that's what you want to do, man.
I'm just asking, guy. Bro. You think I should like put him in? Yeah, give him a chance.
I'm gonna fly.
I don't know that Malik Willis with that 94 throw power. He hasn't been playing too bad now.
How you a run heavy offense, but none of your running backs is up here on this rushing yards list?
Because I've been throwing the ball way more than I should. Yeah. But that's okay because we're gonna get back to the run game.
Miles Sanders, Luke Cohen, come on, bro. They need more than 9 touchdowns combined.
Hey, you talking real crazy for somebody that
9 touchdowns ain't doing too well. Andrew Cannon, the GOAT. From Louisiana, he's not the Lafayette.
Spell it.
LaFayette. Come on, bro. Spell it, be champion in my head.
Okay, Keelan the B.
I definitely read it off the screen. Hey, what's that receiver doing for you when I told you to draft?
The one you told me to draft, Jose Parker. I'm gonna be honest. Once he got suspended, he fell off of him. No, he does, but like I moved on to Travis Hall and Deion Kilroy because those guys have 95 and 97 speed, so. He's still a dog. Like when he does get in, he scores. Big body. He'll go get up. He'll go up and get it. But my receiving core is really nice. I just don't. I think I'm trying to use them more instead of the running game, which I need to be more balanced and use them both.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because
I haven't been using CD Lamb like I should.
CD Lamb retiring a Cowboy, huh?
He is. I said he would, and he is. I'm going to go ahead and start Watson because I can't run with Watson. He's slow. So that's going to force me to really hand the ball off to my backs. And I think he just has better throwing. He meets all the throwing thresholds. So these overthrows that Willis be doing. Yep, we just got that message. Advanced is set for tonight at midnight.
Let me message Jack. Hey, Jack, don't duck me.
I think that's the last thing he's doing, young man.
Since, you know, I changed up my game plan. I'm not going to say I'm going to put 50 up on Jack, but I'm winning by 2 touchdowns.
I'm taking the under in that game. It's not going to be high scoring. Not
straight defense.
Yeah. Whole lot of clock management.
Just sent Jack that message.
I'm kind of sick that I lost my division. I literally was holding the division down and then lost.
I was too.
Sick. Yeah, but you lost it way earlier than I did. So we're not even talking about the same thing.
I got some heavy hitters in my division, though.
I wouldn't say that.
You want me to say the Cowboys-Steelers score?
I'm going to be honest with you. He did you a lot.
He did it. The score was about the same. I think it was like a touchdown difference.
It was about the same. But he did you away. I watched that scream. He did you so dirty. So we're not even going to do that.
Yeah, we're not going to do this, bro.
I at least had a fighting chance.
Bro, you scored 2 touchdowns.
I scored one touchdown. It was 42-7. But it was a whole lot of turnovers. A whole lot of BS going on when we played. So, and I think it was 14-7 at the half, 14-0 at the half. It wasn't. He already had 21 Jew. Like, y'all should have just stayed in the locker room. So.
Crazy things happening in that game. Go back
and watch. And all of a sudden, I watched that game. You threw that man an interception every play. Go back and watch it. I seen it.
I threw a clean pass. And I have the screenshot of it. It went past my wide open guy straight to the DB.
Yeah, that happened to me last game. It happens. Some of these animations are trash. You tied with
the Ravens.
I seen. So you beat the Ravens by 3 first time you played. Double back and only scored 24. So every time you score a Grizz, you're only scoring 24 points.
You know what's crazy?
That's just what you're locked in.
And he got bailed out by roughing a passer. There was no time left. And then, he kicked the game time field goal. That's how we tied. And the Ravens beat.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. You lost to the Steelers 42-10. Then he doubled back and dropped 50 on you the next time. I think he just seen what Van did and was like, I got to top this. Because Van hit you with 51. He was like, watch this. Gave you 52. So, I mean, at this point, Jack, come on. 53. Let's do it.
Me and Van usually have good games.
The bar's been set, buddy.
That game was wild.
You said what?
Van usually have good games, but... Ever since he got that 98 speed receiver, all that dude, bro, that's all he does, dude, with the black arm sleeve.
No, he doesn't. When we played, he wasn't throwing it. He kept throwing it up, and it was getting the access denied. But I was wondering why he kept throwing it to that one receiver. I know he had 98 speed. He wasn't a problem. To be honest with you, wasn't a problem.
You finna do that to Nick Larson? Access denied.
Yeah, of course. We contain his QB, and we're gonna be good, man. I'm not too worried. Last time I made playoffs, played Larson. It was a very humbling experience, learning a lesson there. But we learned, and we back.
I wrecked to the Super Bowl, man.
It's not happening.
He beat Jack
bro.
Week 1. I'm going to name all his tough games. He beat Nick Larson. Ooh, he lost to Pride by 1.
The playoffs are a different story, bro. You and I both know that. You couldn't wait to say that, huh?
Ooh, he lost me by 6. By almost 20. Never mind. Come on, Iraq. Killing me. You're making me look bad. Must have been drunk. I'm gonna say
chill out, bro.
Let me chill on Boone. Boone's my guy, bro. Boone's the only dude I'll like with excitement post game go back and watch my game stream.
He's just calling you a bum the whole 4 quarters.
No matter what you do, Boone's gonna talk trash. You throw a touchdown, he's talking crazy. You catch an interception because he threw a bad pass. He's talking crazy. I remember it was last cycle. I played Boone, and it got bad, and I forced a fumble on a kick return. He cut that guy, and then I scored some type of touchdown. He cut 3 people after the game. It was crazy. Yeah, Boone's my guy.
Boom, Saban. That's how you got to do it.
If you're not performing, you're getting cut. I don't care who you are.
That's it. That's all. We taking the scholarship. But all right, man. I think we've jabbered enough. Cut it. And then, we'll be back for episode 8.
Yes, sir.
Real soon. Tomorrow. We're calling it out right now.
Cowboys. Cowboys and Seahawks.
Tomorrow.
Super Bowl.
Nah, what's going to happen is, I'm calling it right now, what's going to happen is if everything stays the way it is, I'm going to beat Larson, go on to play the 49ers. Jiggy is going to play Irek. Jiggy is going to beat Irek. And then I think I can take the 49ers. I think I can get that game. So then Jiggy will face me.
It's going to be Irek, you,
and then
for the championship. And I don't know who's going to win. Y'all had a good game. A close score, you know. Close finish. And then
I'm going to get him this
time. One of y'all versus, I want to say Pride or Tosh. Yeah.
I'll take it.
I don't see you beating BBD, though.
So let's see if it, let's see if it plays out and comes true, man. We're going to see. Here we are at 6-6-1, hopefully end the season at 9-6-1. And yeah, I just got to stay focused, win these last three games. They're very much winnable, but it's on me to not shoot myself in the foot. So we finish 9-6-1. Then I think I'll have an overall better XFL record than you. And then I'm really talking crazy to you. Matter of fact, if I finish 9-6-1, Larson, kick him off the league. Like the referral points, all that. Wow. Just get rid of him.
You're trying to get him booted from the league?
Get him out of here.
Crazy.
Throw him out the club. I mean, at this point, bro, you were in the league before me. We almost have the exact same record. You should be ashamed of yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Congratulations, bro.
We're going to end the episode on that.
You said it like we didn't start the cycle at the same time.
We did it. You were in XFL way longer.
What does that have to do with anything?
You played more games than I did. The exact
same record for this Madden. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. You're still buns. Kick him.
Bro, you're one game ahead of me. You need to get kicked too.
That means I'm one game better than you, bro. What do you mean?
You lost to me. You had a force win. That's why you're one game better. You're force win.
The sun was in my eye. The sun was in my eye. That's the only reason I lost to you.
The deciding factor.
I don't know. I think I'm just better.
All right, man.
I'm just going to say this, bro. When I played Van,
he didn't put 50. Hey, the second time I played Van, he didn't put up 50.
That's all I'm saying. My week 14 matchup was not 51 or 52 to whatever yours was.
What was
that's
it
all
against
I'm saying.
The Steelers? They got bad.
We're not talking about the Steelers. Talking about that. I scored. It wasn't as bad. He dropped 50 on you as well. I didn't get 50 dropped on.
Five turnovers?
Ooh. Yeah, that's. I mean, that's really what lost me the game.
Love throwing to five the defense, turnovers. Huh?
Nah, a lot of throw out of sacks. That happens. 30, you should know. You the poster child for
rushing yards.
Ooh.
That's tough.
Yeah, and got ugly. They was in the tough. Backfield every play. Not enough to drop 50, though.
You know who your leading receiver was that game? Jose Parker. Come on now. Put that man in the game. Put him in the game.
No. I got faster receivers. Why am I putting him in the game? I need people to get open because these D-line users be getting there.
All right, man. Let me get Craig out of here.
Yeah, get Craig out of here. He don't want to listen to this no more.